Welcome to the audiobook, Unveiled Secrets, a guide to European Portuguese slang and swears. This book was created by
Joana Aires
to help listeners dive into the nuances and colloquial expressions of European Portuguese, focusing on slang, everyday phrases, and swears. Throughout this narration, examples of words and expressions in Portuguese will be presented, followed by their translations and explanations in English. When necessary, cultural and pronunciation notes will also be included to provide a deeper understanding of how these expressions are used in Portuguese contexts. The narration will follow the pace of a teaching book, with pauses so you can reflect on the words and, if you wish, repeat them out loud. Throughout the audiobook, you will hear different female and male voices narrating both in English and European Portuguese. This allows you to experience a variety of pronunciations and speaking styles, enriching your understanding of the language. The goal is for you to become familiar with the sound, meaning, and context of each expression in a light and engaging way. Get ready to learn, and above all, have fun exploring the unique quirks of the Portuguese language. Dedication. To all my passionate readers who are passionate about Portuguese culture and wish to delve deeper into the nuances of the European Portuguese language. The art of teaching is the art of assisting discovery. Mark Van Doren. Content warning. This book contains expressions and language that may be considered explicit and offensive to some readers. The aim is to provide an authentic and comprehensive portrayal of slang and colloquial expressions in European Portuguese, including those commonly used in everyday speech. This content is presented for educational and cultural understanding purposes and is not intended to offend or marginalize any individual or group. Discretion is advised for readers who may feel uncomfortable with this type of language. The inclusion of these expressions reflects the reality of colloquial language and is not an endorsement of their use in all situations. Each reader should exercise their own judgment regarding the applicability of these expressions in different social and cultural contexts. I encourage readers to approach these expressions with respect and understanding of their cultural context. How to navigate this book? Structured learning. The chapters are organized thematically, allowing you to focus on areas of interest or where you need the most practice. From greetings and everyday expressions to idiomatic phrases and slang, each chapter explores deeply the real language as it's spoken on the streets and in everyday life. Cultural insights. Cultural notes are integrated throughout the chapters, providing context to the phrases and expressions, offering a glimpse into the Portuguese way of life, humor, and traditions. Practical usage. Each phrase and expression is presented with its English translation and examples of usage. This practical approach helps you not only understand the meaning, but also the context in which it's used. Who will benefit from this book? Language learners. Whether you're a beginner or looking to polish your skills, this book offers valuable resources to improve your Portuguese. Travelers. For those planning to visit Portugal, this book will serve as a handy guide to communicate effectively and connect with locals. Cultural enthusiasts. If you have an interest in Portuguese culture, this book provides insights that go beyond the language, delving into the heart of what makes Portugal unique. Objective of the book. This book aims to bridge the gap between language learners and native speakers by providing not only the linguistic tools, but also the cultural context necessary for meaningful communication. Tips for getting the most out of this book. Practice regularly. Language learning is a marathon, not a sprint. Consistent practice is essential. Try incorporating a few phrases into your daily routine. Engage with native speakers. If possible, practice with native Portuguese speakers. This real-world application will enhance your learning experience and improve your pronunciation and fluency. Keep an open mind. Portuguese, like any language, is full of idioms and expressions that may seem odd at first glance. Embrace these peculiarities. They are what make the language unique. Remember, every page you turn brings you closer to mastering the beautiful and melodic European Portuguese language. Embrace the journey and enjoy the process of learning and discovery. Up next, Mastering the Melody of European Portuguese, a phonetic guide. Dive into the nuances of pronunciation and make your spoken Portuguese sound more authentic and fluent. Happy learning! Mastering the Melody of European Portuguese, a phonetic guide. Welcome to the captivating world of European Portuguese pronunciation, where every vowel and consonant plays a vital role. This guide provides a thorough exploration of the language's phonetic landscape using the International Phonetic Alphabet, IPA, as our guide, ensuring that you can navigate the sounds with confidence. Objectives of this section. By the end of this section, you will have a deeper understanding of the unique sounds of European Portuguese and how to accurately produce them. Importance of phonetics. Mastering pronunciation is crucial for effective communication. It helps in being understood clearly and also in understanding native speakers better. Phonetics bridges the gap between written and spoken language. Tips for using this guide. Practice regularly. Consistency is key in mastering pronunciation. Dedicate time daily to practice the sounds. Use audio resources. Pair this guide with audio resources to hear the correct pronunciation and practice mimicking the sounds. Record yourself. Recording and listening to your own pronunciation can help you identify areas for improvement. Let this guide be your companion as you master the melody of European Portuguese, one sound at a time. Oral vowels in European Portuguese. Oral vowels, which are essential for mastering Portuguese pronunciation, are articulated without significant nasal airflow. The table one provided here breaks down each vowel using the International Phonetic Alphabet, IPA, showcasing Portuguese example words alongside their English pronunciation guides and notes on vowel quality and spelling variations. Table components simplified. Portuguese letter displays the letter or letters that represent the vowel sound in Portuguese writing. IPA symbol shows the IPA symbol that represents the exact sound of each vowel, crucial for accurate pronunciation. European Portuguese example provides a word that contains the vowel, illustrating its practical use. English approximation offers an approximate English equivalent for each Portuguese vowel sound to help English speakers connect unfamiliar sounds to familiar ones. Portuguese spelling variants lists common spelling variations for each vowel, reflecting differences due to etymology and grammar. This structured presentation not only helps you understand the nuances of Portuguese vowels, but also equips you with the tools needed for accurate pronunciation. By familiarizing yourself with these sounds, you are setting the foundation for your journey toward proficiency in European Portuguese. Let's embark on this linguistic journey together. Your path to becoming a proficient Portuguese speaker starts here. Now, let's explore the oral vowels in European Portuguese. I will guide you through each vowel sound, providing examples and their English approximations, as well as common spelling variants. First, let's look at the vowel A. The vowel A can be pronounced as an open A, represented by the IPA symbol A, as in the word
fada,
meaning fairy. This sound is similar to the A in the English word father. Common spelling variants include
a.
Alternatively, a can be pronounced as a closed A, represented by the IPA symbol A, as in the word
anel,
meaning ring. This is similar to the A in the English word sofa. Spelling variants for this sound also include
a
and
a.
Next, we have the vowel E. When E is pronounced as an open E, the IPA symbol is E, as in
erva,
meaning herb. This is similar to the E in bed. Common spelling variants are
E
and
E.
When pronounced as a closed E, the IPA symbol is E, as in
tema,
meaning theme. This is similar to the E in dress. Spelling variants include
E
and
E.
Additionally, the letter E in European Portuguese can often be silent, particularly at the end of words. For example, in the word
nome,
meaning name, the final E is not pronounced. This silent E is represented in the IPA by the symbol I. The common spelling variant for this silent E is simply the letter
E.
The vowel I is pronounced with the IPA symbol I, as in
sinal,
meaning signal. This is similar to the EE sound in fleece. Spelling variants include
I, I,
and
I.
Moving on to the vowel O, when O is pronounced as an open O, the IPA symbol is O, as in
sort,
meaning luck. This sound is similar to A in law. Spelling variants include
O
and
O.
When pronounced as a closed O, the IPA symbol is O, as in
sono,
meaning sleep. This is similar to the O in go. Spelling variants for this sound are
O
and
O.
Finally, we have the vowel U, pronounced with the IPA symbol U, as in
luz,
meaning light. This sound is similar to U in goose. Common spelling variants are
U, U,
and
U.
Understanding open and closed vowels. In European Portuguese, vowels can be either open or closed, based on tongue position and mouth openness during pronunciation. Open vowels, pronounced with the tongue lower, allowing more airflow, creating a more open sound. Example, a in
pato,
duck. Closed vowels, pronounced with the tongue higher, restricting airflow, creating a more closed sound. Example, o in
novo,
new. Nasal vowels in European Portuguese. Nasal vowels are a defining feature of European Portuguese and pose a unique challenge for English speakers. Unlike English, where nasal sounds are relatively rare and typically occur before nasal consonants, Portuguese incorporates nasal vowels as distinct phonemic elements, enriching its phonetic landscape. The essence of a nasal vowel is that the airflow during its articulation partially passes through the nose, imparting a characteristic resonance. In Portuguese, nasality can change the meaning of words, making the distinction between oral and nasal vowels crucial. In the accompanying Table 2, you will find the set of nasal vowels in European Portuguese, complete with their IPA notation, example words, and the closest English approximations. While these nasal sounds may not have direct equivalents in English, the provided approximations will help you grasp their unique sonic qualities. Table explanation. Portuguese letter displays the written letters in Portuguese that generally correspond to the nasal vowel sounds. IPA symbol lists the symbols from the International Phonetic Alphabet that are used to phonetically transcribe the nasal vowel sounds. European Portuguese example. Each entry is illustrated with a Portuguese word that contains the nasal vowel, providing practical language context. English approximation. This column provides approximate English equivalents or descriptions to help conceptualize the sound, given the absence of a direct match in many cases. Portuguese spelling variants outlines the various ways these nasal sounds can be represented in written Portuguese, depending on the surrounding letters and orthographic rules. This table serves as an essential tool for learners to understand and practice the nasal vowels of Portuguese. By familiarizing yourself with these sounds and their notations, alongside the English approximations, you are equipped to improve both your pronunciation and comprehension of this melodious language. We'll start with the nasal vowel represented by the letter A. The nasal vowel A is represented by the IPA symbol
A,
as in the words
lá, também,
and
canta.
There is no direct English equivalent for this sound, but it can be approximated to the U sound in huh with nasalization. Common spelling variants for this vowel are
A, M,
and
N.
Next, we have the nasal vowel E, represented by the IPA symbol E, as in
tempo,
and
dente.
This sound is similar to ain in the English word mountain, with nasalization. Common spelling variants include
ain
and
in.
The nasal vowel I is represented by the IPA symbol E, as in
fi,
and
vinte.
This sound is similar to een in the word seen, with nasalization. Spelling variants include
e
and
in.
For the nasal vowel O, we have the IPA symbol.
O.
Found in words like
anões, bom,
and
ponte.
This sound is similar to own with nasalization. Common spelling variants are
O, OM,
and
on.
Lastly, the nasal vowel U is represented by the IPA symbol
U,
as in
num,
and
fundo.
This sound is similar to the vowel sound in food, but with nasalization. Common spelling variants include and
un,
oral semivowels in European Portuguese. As an English speaker learning European Portuguese, you will encounter a set of sounds that are crucial for achieving natural pronunciation, the oral semivowels. These sounds are neither fully vowels nor fully consonants, but they play a critical role in the Portuguese language. The oral semivowels J and W are integral to this sound system. The J is similar to the Y in yes, and the W resembles the W in we. In Portuguese, you will find these sounds in words like
pai,
father, and
chapéu,
hat, where they occur before or after a vowel, contributing to the fluidity and richness of the language's soundscape. Refer to Table 3 below, which outlines the IPA symbols, European Portuguese examples, and their corresponding English approximations for oral semivowels in European Portuguese. Understanding and mastering these oral semivowels will not only improve your pronunciation, but also enhance your ability to distinguish similar-sounding words, thereby improving both your speaking and listening skills in European Portuguese. Nasal semivowels in European Portuguese. Moving beyond the oral sounds, European Portuguese presents an intriguing aspect of pronunciation that can be quite novel for English speakers: nasal semivowels. Nasal sounds in English typically occur due to the influence of the consonants N and M in Portuguese. Nasalization is an integral feature of both vowels and semivowels, affecting the meaning of words and contributing to the language's unique character. Refer to Table 4 below for the IPA symbols, European Portuguese examples, and English approximations of nasal semivowels. The nasal semivowels J and W can be thought of as the nasal counterparts to the oral semivowels J and W. To produce these sounds, the airflow is directed through the nose as well as the mouth. For instance, the J is a nasalized version of the EI in yes, found in words like
mãe,
mother, whereas W is reminiscent of the W in a nasally spoken one, heard in words like
mão,
hand. Incorporating nasal semivowels into your speech is a key step toward fluency in Portuguese, as it allows you to convey and understand expressions with the nuance and precision that native speakers appreciate. Oral diphthongs in European Portuguese. Diphthongs add a dynamic flair to Portuguese, combining two vowel sounds into a single syllable. They enrich the language with a melodic quality, a hallmark of Portuguese pronunciation. For English speakers, understanding Portuguese diphthongs can initially be challenging. This table, see Table 5 below, outlines the most common oral diphthongs in European Portuguese with example words, IPA symbols, and English approximations. From the bright,
I, in, vai,
to the resonant,
o,
in,
falou.
Each diphthong contributes to the unique sounds of European Portuguese. As you practice these diphthongs, remember that the beauty of Portuguese lies in its rhythm and flow. So let your pronunciation be as natural and fluid as the language itself. Let's now explore the oral diphthongs in European Portuguese. Diphthongs, which combine two vowel sounds into a single syllable, add a melodic quality to the language. I will guide you through each diphthong, providing examples and explaining their English approximations. The diphthong
I,
as in
vai,
meaning go, is similar to the I sound in the English word hi. Next we have
I,
as in
nadei,
meaning I swam, which is similar to the A in play. Then there's
ei,
as in
anéis,
meaning rings, which is similar to the A in plates. The diphthong
oi,
as in
foi,
meaning went, is like the oi sound in boy. Similarly,
oi,
as in
herói,
meaning hero, also resembles the oi in toy. The diphthong
oi,
as in
contribui,
meaning contributes, sounds like the ui in pursuit. Moving on to
ao,
or
ao,
as in
aula,
meaning class, this sound resembles the ao in cow. The diphthong
eu,
as in
meus,
meaning my, is similar to the u in few. The diphthong
eu,
as in
céu,
meaning sky, is also similar to the u in stew. Next we have
eu,
as in
fugiu,
meaning fled, which sounds like the u in screw. Finally, the diphthong
o,
as in
falou,
meaning spoke, resembles the ao in show. Nasal diphthongs in European Portuguese. A distinctive feature of European Portuguese is its use of nasal diphthongs, where vowel sounds are nasalized, meaning air is released through the nose as well as the mouth. In English, nasal sounds occur in words like sing or ring. In Portuguese, nasal qualities extend into the vowel sounds, creating rich diphthongs. This table, see table 6 below, lists key nasal diphthongs in European Portuguese with their IPA symbols, example words, and English approximations. The English approximations are just guides since the nasal quality does not have a direct equivalent in English. From
mãe,
mother, to
abram,
open, mastering nasal diphthongs will enrich your Portuguese pronunciation. Embrace the challenge and let your speech resonate with the unique cadence of Portuguese. We'll start with the nasal diphthong
ai,
represented by the IPA symbol AI. The nasal diphthong
ai,
as in
mãe,
mother, or as in
quebra,
cramp, is similar to the mãe sound in English, but with a nasal quality. Next, we have
oi,
as in
põe,
meaning puts, which is similar to the oi sound in coin, but nasalized. Then there's
ao,
as in
coração,
meaning heart, similar to the own sound in English, but nasalized. The nasal diphthong
oi,
as in
flui,
meaning flows, is like the we sound in we, but with a nasal resonance. The nasal diphthong
ai,
as in
anime,
meaning cheer up, or as in
bens,
assets, is similar to the aim sound in English, but nasalized. Finally, we have
ao,
as in
abram,
meaning open, similar to the arm sound in English but without the R and nasalized. Consonants in European Portuguese. The Portuguese language is known for its lyrical quality, brought to life not only by its vowels, but also by its rich array of consonant sounds. This section explores the consonants of European Portuguese, which form the backbone of the language's pronunciation. Each consonant has its own identity and plays a specific role in the articulation of words. For English speakers, some of these sounds will be familiar, while others may present new and exciting challenges. The Table 7 outlines the key consonants in European Portuguese, with the International Phonetic Alphabet, IPA, symbols providing a universal framework for understanding their pronunciation. The examples listed next to each consonant will give you context for how these sounds are used in everyday language. Note the subtleties in pronunciation, such as the velarization of the L in
animal,
or the specific conditions under which C and G change their sounds. that are crucial for speaking Portuguese authentically. Silent letters, like H, also have a place in the orthography. By understanding these consonants, you will be able to pronounce Portuguese words more accurately and communicate more effectively. This knowledge will also assist you in spelling and comprehending written Portuguese. As you familiarize yourself with these consonants, remember to listen to native speakers and practice consistently to perfect your pronunciation. The following table, see Table 7 on the next page, provides an overview of the consonant sounds in European Portuguese, divided into four columns. Portuguese letter, the written letter in Portuguese. IPA symbol, the International Phonetic Alphabet, IPA symbol for accurate pronunciation. European Portuguese example, a Portuguese word that contains the consonant. English approximation, an approximate English equivalent to help connect unfamiliar sounds to familiar ones. We'll begin by looking at each Portuguese letter, its corresponding IPA symbol, and examples of how these letters are pronounced in Portuguese with English equivalents. The letter B, pronounced as
B,
as in
barco,
meaning boat, is similar to the B sound in the English word boat. The letter C is pronounced as
capa
when it appears before A, O, or U, as in
cantor,
meaning singer. This is like the C in the English word cat. When C appears before E or I, it is pronounced as
C,
like in the word
cebola,
meaning onion. This is similar to the C in scent. The letter D, pronounced as
D,
as in
dente,
meaning tooth, is like the D in the English word dog. The letter F, pronounced as
F,
as in
fado,
is like the F in the English word fair. The letter G is pronounced as
G
before A, O, or U, as in
apagador,
meaning eraser. This is similar to the G in go. When G appears before E or I, it is pronounced as
G,
as in
gil,
meaning ice. This sound is like the S in vision. The letter H is silent in Portuguese, as in
homem,
meaning man. There is no direct English equivalent. The letter J, pronounced as
J,
as in
janela,
meaning window, is like the S in measure. The letter
capa
is part of the Portuguese alphabet, but is mostly used in words borrowed from other languages. In Portuguese, the word
quilograma
is the native form of kilogram. The letter K is pronounced the same way as in English, with a K sound like in kit. While it's not common in native Portuguese words, it retains its original K sound when used in borrowed terms or technical language. The letter L, pronounced as
L,
as in
mala,
meaning bag, is similar to the L sound in light. When L appears at the end of syllables, it is pronounced as
U,
as in
animal,
meaning animal. This is similar to the L in pool. The letter M, pronounced as
M,
as in
mar,
meaning sea, is similar to the M sound in mat. The letter N, pronounced as
N,
as in
nadar,
meaning to swim, is like the N in night. The letter P, pronounced as
P,
as in
pirata,
meaning pirate, is similar to the P sound in pie. The letter Q is pronounced as
Q
when it appears before E or I, as in
kill,
meaning kilo. This is like the K sound in key. When Q is followed by U and then A or O, it is pronounced as
Q,
like in
quarto,
meaning room. This is similar to the QU sound in quarter. When the letter R is pronounced at the start of a word, as in
rua,
meaning street, It is similar to the guttural R sound found in French, like in rouge or in German, in
Kot.
This sound is made with more force and friction at the back of the throat, giving it a strong quality. When R appears between vowels, at the end of a syllable, or before a consonant, it produces a softer, lighter sound, similar to the quick TT in the American English word butter, when pronounced with a flapped T. This is also known as the alveolar tap, where the tongue briefly taps the roof of the mouth. For example, in the word
sort,
meaning luck in English, the R is pronounced with this soft R sound. The letter S in Portuguese can vary in pronunciation depending on its position in the word. When it appears at the beginning of a word like
sap,
frog, or when SS is placed between vowels, as in
passar,
to pass, it is pronounced with a sound similar to the S in sun. When S appears between vowels, it is pronounced as
Z,
like in
asas,
meaning wings. This is similar to the Z sound in zoo. In a consonantal cluster, when S appears before P, T, C, or Q, it is pronounced as
ish,
similar to the esh sound in sheep. For example, in the word
espremer,
meaning to squeeze, the S is pronounced as esh. This also applies in words like
estrela,
star, where it occurs before T,
escada,
stairs, where it comes before C, and
esquina,
corner, before Q. In all of these cases, the sound of the S mimics the English esh, giving the word a distinct, soft pronunciation. When S appears between a vowel and a consonant, as in
asno,
meaning donkey, and when it appears at the end of a word following a vowel, as in
ens,
meaning years, the S takes on the sound similar to the SH sound in rush, providing a softer pronunciation. The letter T, pronounced as
T,
as in
tarde,
meaning afternoon, is similar to the T sound in the English word stay. The letter V, pronounced as
V,
as in
verde,
meaning green, is like the V sound in very. The letter W is found mostly in foreign loanwords in Portuguese, such as whiskey. It is pronounced as W, similar to the English W in wine. While not common in native Portuguese words, the letter retains its foreign pronunciation, particularly in technical terms and borrowed words. The letter X, as in
taxi,
meaning taxi, is similar to the X sound in box, in the word
próximo,
which means next in English. The X is pronounced like the S sound in sun or soft in English. When X appears before C, P, or T, or at the beginning of a word, it often takes on the SH sound, similar to SH in shoe. This can be seen in examples such as
excesso,
meaning excess,
explicar,
meaning to explain, and
exterior,
meaning exterior. Additionally, in the word
bruxa,
meaning witch, although the X is between vowels, it also takes on the SH sound. When X appears after the vowel E, often at the beginning of a word, it is pronounced as
Z,
similar to the Z sound in zoo. For example, in
exam,
meaning exam, the X takes on this Z sound, much like the Z in zoo. The letter Y in European Portuguese is primarily used in words of foreign origin. It is pronounced as the sound
E,
similar to the E sound in English. For example, in the word yogurt,
yogurt,
in Portuguese, it is pronounced like the E in the English word see. The letter Z in European Portuguese has two different pronunciations depending on its position in the word. When Z appears before a vowel, it is pronounced as
Z,
as in
zoo,
similar to the Z sound in the English word zebra. When Z appears at the end of a word and is followed by a vowel,
Feliz.
Happy in Portuguese. It is pronounced as
she,
which sounds like the esh in leisure. Understanding digraphs in European Portuguese. In the rich tapestry of European Portuguese pronunciation, digraphs stand out as unique elements that shape the spoken word. A digraph is a combination of two letters that together create one single sound. These are not merely blends. They are specific pairings that result in a phonetic expression different from their individual parts. Mastering digraphs is essential for anyone looking to speak Portuguese with authenticity. Let's explore some common Portuguese digraphs. Refer to Table 8 below. This table shows some of the most common digraphs, two-letter combinations, in European Portuguese, and how they are pronounced. For each digraph, there is an example word in Portuguese, along with the IPA symbol and a comparison to a similar sound in English. CH is pronounced sh, like the esh sound in the English word shoe, as in the Portuguese word
chá.
T. LH is pronounced
e,
similar to the LLI sound in million, as in
vermelho.
Red. NH is pronounced
ni,
like the NE in canyon, as in
ninho.
Nest. RR is pronounced
ri,
similar to the French R in rouge, as in
carro.
SS is pronounced
s,
like the SS in hiss, as in
assar.
To bake. QU before E or I is pronounced
k,
like the K in kit, as in
querer.
To want. GU before E or I is pronounced
guerre,
like the G in go, as in
guitarra.
Guitar. Understanding the cedilha in European Portuguese. The
cedilha,
known as cedilha in English, is a unique graphic sign in European Portuguese used to modify the pronunciation of the letter C. When a cedilha is placed under a C, it changes the sound from a hard K, as in cat, to a soft S, as in sun. This modification is essential for correct pronunciation and can significantly alter the meaning of words. Table 9 shows how the cedilha is used in Portuguese, with examples to demonstrate its pronunciation change. This table shows another important graphic sign used in European Portuguese, the cedilha. In Portuguese, the letter X is used to represent the S sound, and it only appears before the vowels A, O, or U. For example, in the word
açúcar,
sugar, the letter S is pronounced like the S sound in the English word sun. Additional examples.
Graça,
grace.
Moço,
young man.
Almoço,
lunch.
Braço,
arm.
Caçador,
hunter.
Peça,
piece. Historical context. The cedilha has its origins in the 11th century in Spanish, evolving from a symbol called Visigothic Z. Initially, this symbol represented a sound similar to the English TH in 3. Over time, the lower part of this Z blended with the letter C, creating the cedilha used today. As seen in the image, the Z practically shrank and merged with the C. Orthographic rules. The cedilha is used before the vowels A, O, and U to indicate a soft S sound. It is not used before E or I, since C naturally has a soft sound before these vowels. Lexical stress in the International Phonetic Alphabet, IPA. In the IPA, specific symbols and notations represent stress and syllable breaks, which can greatly enhance a learner's pronunciation and fluency by providing valuable guidance on how to articulate words correctly. Lexical stress. As shown in Table 10 below, lexical stress in European Portuguese is crucial for accurate pronunciation and communication. Symbol, apostrophe. Usage, placed before the stressed syllable. Explanation. Lexical stress indicates which syllable of a word is emphasized more during pronunciation. For instance, in the Portuguese word
amigo,
the stress falls on the second syllable. This emphasis is denoted in the IPA by placing an apostrophe before the stressed syllable, which in this case is
me.
Importance of lexical stress. Correct placement of lexical stress is crucial for clear communication, as it can change the meaning of words and ensure that the speaker is understood accurately. Common patterns. In Portuguese, many two-syllable words have the stress on the first syllable, while three-syllable words often have the stress on the penultimate syllable. Examples of misunderstandings. Misplacing the stress in a word can easily lead to confusion. For instance, if
página,
meaning page, is pronounced with the stress on the last syllable instead of the first, it may not be understood correctly by native speakers.